I'm a teacher at our local school. Some days are harder than others, and today was a tough one. So I was pleased when the last lesson was over and I could relax. My husband had been texting me, and I was keen to see what he had to say. He can be very risque at times, and today he excelled himself. He was telling me what was going to happen this weekend on our sexy getaway that we have planned. And reading his text was turning me on, and seeing as how I was alone and all the students were gone, I started fondling my large tits through my blouse. Playing with my tits always makes my cunt wet. So I unbuttoned my top three buttons of my blouse and slipped one hand inside and started pinching and tweaking my big sensitive nipples. Then I raised my skirt up to my hips and stuck my other hand underneath and started rubbing my cunt through my panties. I started to get wet. What I was doing was risky, but I knew everyone was gone, so I leaned back in my chair and started getting myself off. Fuck, I was so fucking horny, playing with my tits and cunt. Then suddenly I heard a noise. So I stopped what I was doing and I opened my eyes, and there was a student standing right in front of me. I yelled at him, "What are you doing here? You should have gone home by now. School's over for the day." He's a nice student, a big lad for his age, but sometimes he's a big cheeky. He said, "I forgot something, but it's not what I'm doing that's interesting. It's what you're doing." So I sat up and pulled my skirt down and took my other hand out of my blouse, but I knew Barry, that's his name, had seen what I was doing. "Okay, get what you forgot and go home." But he didn't move. Instead, he said, "I bet you'd get into trouble for playing with your tits and cunt in front of a student, maybe even get the sack." And I said, "No one will ever know, so don't worry about it, Barry. Now go home." He said, "Well, if I tell, then everybody'll know." Fuck, now I was worried. "Okay, Barry, what do you want? Better marks on your test? Some money? What?" He said, "I want to watch you play with your body. You have really big tits, and I've never seen a grown-up woman's cunt. I want to see them things." "No, I can't allow that. I'm your teacher, and besides that, I'm a married woman. Only my husband gets to see me." Then he said, "Okay then, I'll just tell my folks and they can tell the school board." I was being blackmailed by a young student. There was nothing I could do. He didn't want any money. He didn't want better grades. He just wanted to look at me. Naked. "Okay, I'll show you what you want, but you have to promise not to tell anybody." Of course he promised, but I wasn't sure if I could trust him. But what choice did I have? If I didn't do what he said, then I was sure to be exposed and fired from my job. So I undid my blouse and took off my bra. Ugh. My big tits and nipples fascinated him. I could see him staring at them, and then he reached out to touch them. No touching," I said, and he said, "You'll do as I want or I'll tell." What can I do? He was forcing me to do what he wanted. Then his hands started squeezing my big fat tits and pinching my nipples, and it felt good. My cunt was already wet from before, and he was making it wetter. Then he started to suck on my nipples, and I moaned. I love having my nipples sucked. I saw he had a hard cock. I could see his cock bulge. It showed through his pants. Then he took his mouth off my nipple and stood up straight and undid his zipper and pulled out his cock. And there it was, all out in the open. I was watching his every move. And when he hauled out his cock, I was amazed. It was fucking big, long, thick, heavily veined. I had never seen a cock that big up close before, except pictures on the internet. He started stroking it, and I could see the pre-cum start to leak through his pee hole. Then he got really close to me. I was still sitting in my chair, and he took his cock in his hand and was stroking it, and he brought it right up to my face and started rubbing it around my lips. And when I opened my mouth to tell him to move back, you're too close, he pushed his cock into my mouth and started fucking my face. I don't like sucking cock. I don't even suck my husband's cock. It's dirty. It's disgusting. But when he pushed his big, fat, thick, veiny, hard cock into my mouth, I let him. I let him start to fuck my mouth. I was afraid to tell him no, and after sucking my tits, I was feeling horny. So I sucked his cock like he wanted, and I told him to fondle my tits and pinch my nipples to make them hard. This young student was turning me on, and I could feel my cunt getting really, really wet. I was fucking flooding, even though I was being forced, but I was still fucking horny. So, since he liked my tits so well and couldn't stop staring at them, I suggested he fuck them, since I know lots of guys like fucking big fat tits. I spat on his cock. And then I spit on my tits. And held them together for him so he could slide his big cock through my tunnel that I'd made. He got the hang of it right away. And as he fucked my tits, I licked and sucked his prick every time he thrust forward. I was enjoying getting my tits fucked. And I was rubbing my cunt hard when suddenly Barry shot a huge load of spunk onto my tits and face. It took me by surprise because I was busy pulling my panties aside and burying first one, then two, then three fingers in my cunt when he shot his load all over my face and tits. Barry watched me as I fucked my wet cunt with one hand and massaged his cum into my tits with the other. Then I sucked his spunk off my fingers after I rubbed some into my face and mouth. Tastes good. So there I was sitting in my chair, half my hand in my fuck hole, cum on my tits and face, and Barry staring at me with his cock starting to get hard again. Okay, Barry, show's over. Time for you to go. We're done here. No fucking way, he said. I want to fuck you. I want my cock deep into your wet cunt. I can smell how horny your cunt is, and I'm going to fuck it. Here I was, a mature woman, a married woman, being dominated by a young student. I mean, I've always liked dominant men, but this was a younger guy, and that made me even hornier, even though I'd already come once. But I couldn't refuse him. He was holding all the aces, and he could still report me, and he damn well knew it. And then I would be in a big fucking mess. So I let him pull me up and push me out of my desk, and lucky it's a large, sturdy desk, too. He told me to lay on my back with my legs wide open. My wet cunt was open and ready to be fucked, but instead he came around to my head and told me to suck his cock before he fucked me. He was shoving his meat in my mouth and was fucking my mouth and throat just like it was a cunt. And it was finger fucking my snatch at the same time. I didn't know what to do. I couldn't concentrate. My whole focus was on his cock. His big, fat, thick, juicy cock as he fucked my throat. His cock was so big and long that I started gagging on it and choking on it. Then he pulled his cock free of my mouth and walked around to the end of the desk. And he pulled my ass to the edge and he spread my legs and it was between my thighs. He was rubbing his cock up and down between my wet cunt lips and around my clit. I love feeling his big, fat, thick cock on my clit, rubbing circles around it. And I could hear how sloppy wet my cunt was. I wanted to be fucked, and fucked hard, with Barry's stiff prick. Then I felt him start to enter my cunt, and suddenly I said, "Conda, Barry," and he said, "I don't have any." "You can't fuck my cunt without a condom. I'm married, remember? And I'm not on the pill." Then I felt his huge cock stretch and fill my hungry, wet cunt, and he said, "Just let me feel how wonderful your fuckhole feels, and I'll take my cock out." So I lay there, and I felt guilty about having a new cock in my cunt. It felt bigger than my husband's, and I was joying, feeling it inside me. Then Barry started to slide his big cock out of my cunt, and I felt empty. And then he put it back in again. And then he took it out again. Fuck condoms. I needed this young cock fucking my gash. "Barry, fuck me, please. Please fuck me. Oh, I need your cock in me so bad. Fuck my cunt and come inside me and come inside my married cheating cunt." So he rammed his big prick inside my cunt and I loved it. I loved feeling his big, huge prick pumping in and out of my cunt. And I told him, "Oh, Barry, I love you fucking me. I'm glad you saw me playing with myself. And I want you to come. I want you to come inside me. Yeah, do it, baby. It's okay to fill my cunt with their spunk. But what about your husband finding out? When you get home, he's bound to smell another man's smunk in your cunt." "Fuck my husband. I'll worry about him later. Right now, it's your prick in my cunt that's important." I was on the edge. I was so close to coming around Barry's cock when he felt... when I felt his cock start to twitch and spurt his cunt in my cunt, and I came too. "That's it, Barry. Fill my slutty cunt up. I want to go on to my husband with your cum in my cunt." Oh, fuck. What was I saying? I had his cum in my cunt juice running out of me, down the crack of my arse, onto my desk. My cunt was a slopping, wet, cum-dump mess. It was, I suppose, a compliment. A naive young guy when he said, "Thanks, Teach. You're a great fuck." I smiled and told him, "You're a great fuck too, Barry. But this was our secret and no one must ever know or I'll never let you fuck my cunt again." He grinned. He was so fucking happy at me telling him that I let him fuck my married cunt in mouth and tits again, and hopefully often, that he promised not to let anyone know that he'd fucked his married teacher's cunt. God, I hope he remembers to keep it a secret and not start bragging to his friends about how he fucked his teacher.